The question is this: what is it that has some of us find our way to the top of our game, to overcome adversity and challenges, resistance and self-sabotage, to rise from the ashes time and time again? What is it that has everyday people just like you and I act boldly in the name of their passions and live out their wildest dreams in this lifetime? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Carrie McCauley, and this is Choose Unstoppable. Hello, and welcome to Choose Unstoppable. My name is Carrie McCauley, and you are here for Between the Lines episode. This is a short episode where I unpack one of the insights or golden pieces of wisdom from a previous interview. And today we're talking about the interview with Adele Spraggan. Oh, what a glorious interview that was. What a powerhouse woman. Super smart. She's been in the personal development space for, you know, well over a decade. I don't want to age her too much, but that's actually where we had met. So she's someone who I had lost touch with entirely, but we met in the personal development space many moons ago. And since then, she has gone on a real research and development journey, if you will, inside the personal development space. And what she's come up with is incredible. So go back and listen to that interview. If you've ever found yourself starting something, getting close, and then changing direction, quitting, starting something else, getting close, doing all the work, putting in all the effort, getting close, then quitting, starting again, starting something else, and finding yourself like always when you're at the edge, you find that you don't pull through, you don't actually go all the way and grab for that success. I know in the past, it is certainly something that I had struggled with, and Adele talks about it as well in her interview. But I think many of us find ourselves in this place of really feeling passionate and motivated and inspired for something for some time, and then really can just let it fizzle out towards the end. And rather than dig in there to see like what is going to have this go all the way, we can sometimes get shiny object syndrome and go after something else rather than do the work to dig in. So what I want to talk about today is something that Adele was talking about, which was her coined term. What she's created is something called repatterning. But it got me thinking, like, taking stock of what patterns do we have running? What things are we telling ourselves? What things are happening time and time again in an area that we're struggling in? So as entrepreneurs, many of us I know listening are entrepreneurs, or at least looking to make the shift to becoming an entrepreneur one day. And oftentimes that comes with a whole set of internal dialogue or a whole set of actions or a whole set of reactions each and every time we think about starting, or we think about putting ourselves out there, or we think about, you know, taking the next step and the next step and the next step. And so I thought it would be interesting for us, and myself included, to kind of take stock of what are the patterns that we have currently that might be holding us back. So think about a goal that you want to attain. You want to write the book, you want to start the podcast, you want to launch your business, you want to speak on stage, you want to, you know, insert whatever big dream you have into this exercise. And then think about the things, or write out the things if you're more visual, more tactile, write out the things that you tell yourself about why you haven't achieved it yet, or why it hasn't come to fruition yet. And then really look at that list and think about how many of them are factual and how many of them are kind of old patterns or old ways of thinking that we tell ourselves. You know, I'm not good enough, obviously, very common one, not smart enough, not ready. You know, I don't have the resources. I don't have the time. I don't have all of the things that you're telling yourself about why you haven't reached this goal yet. Because when we think about it, and this is something that came up in that previous interview, it's, you know, we weren't born a particular way. You weren't born, you know, shy. You weren't born, like, you didn't get branded that you were going to be someone who wasn't good at science, or that wasn't going to be a great presenter, or that was going to be a people person. Like, those aren't things. These are things, these are patterns that have been encoded or imprinted on us over time. So write out that list and see what it is that you say about yourself or say about your ability to attain that goal, and then really look at them and ask yourself the question, are these patterns that I could choose to interrupt? Now, there are lots and lots of ways for personal development, personal transformation, personal growth. Definitely check out Adele's book. She has a step-by-step program for repatterning these kind of internal wired programs that are running us. So I called hers a program, but I guess somewhat it is, but she has a formula. It's more of a formula to help delete old programs and allow new programs to replace them. So I thought it would just be an interesting thing for us to do is to just look at that list and really say, okay, separate yourself from those aren't truths. Now, it doesn't mean they aren't running the show. It doesn't mean that they aren't real, but they aren't truths about you. If you formulated yourself as someone who now is not comfortable on stage in front of 100 people, it doesn't mean you can never be someone who is comfortable on stage in front of 100 people. And so take a look at all of those things, see what's holding you back, and then separate yourself from them. Separate yourself from them so that you can see, okay, that's not me. It's not my person. That is just some of the programs that are running my show. And I know and I want and I'm willing to do something about them. And once you can separate yourself from them and realize that they're not you, they're just some programs, you have a lot more power to go out and do something about it so that you can get the things that you want in life. So I'm going to leave it there for this week. Thanks so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm so, so, so grateful. I will see you next week. And until then, my friends, choose unstoppable. Thank you so much for listening today. It would mean the world to me if you enjoyed the content to please leave a review and a rating and subscribe to the show. It'll help others find us so that we can spread this important message. We'll see you in the next episode. Until then, choose unstoppable.